Will you please turn to Revelation?
请我们一同翻到启示录。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
May we have a word of prayer?
请我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together in thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们一同聚集在你面前，
It is the cry of our heart that thou shalt come back.
我们心中的呼喊乃是主啊，愿你快来。
We thank thee for thou hast promised us that thou will come quickly.
我们感谢你，因为你应许我们说你必快来。
And we are here waiting for thyself.
主啊，我们在这里等候你自己。
Do prepare us that when we shall see thy face,
请你预备我们，好使我们能迎接你的面。
That there will be no shame in us,
在我们脸上不至于有羞愧。
That we may gladden thy heart,
我们能够叫你的心喜悦。
Knowing that by thy grace we have followed thee all the way,
我们知道。因着你的恩典，我们一路的跟随你。
Do prepare us for thyself.
主啊，为着你自己的缘故来预备我们。
Even at this late hour, Lord, prepare us.
主啊，即便在这末了的时刻，主啊，求你预备我们。
Lead us that we may follow thee wheresoever you go.
引导我们，好使我们跟随你，无论你往哪里去，我们都跟随你。
We commit this time into thy loving hand.
我们将这一段时间交在你爱的手中。
Speak, Lord, thy servants hear it.
主啊，请说，你的仆人们静听。
Do finish the work that thou hast begun in us.
愿你做成你在我们身上开始的工作。
That thou mayest be glorified.
好叫你得着荣耀。
We ask all in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank the Lord for gathering us together this morning.
我们感谢主今天早晨聚集我们在一起。
We gathered here for one purpose.
我们为着一个目的聚集在这里。
We want to learn the way of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
我们盼望能够学习恢复耶稣基督见证的路。
We know that it is the will of God that the testimony of Jesus shall be known throughout the whole world.
我们知道这乃是神的旨意。就是让耶稣基督的见证叫全世界都知道。
And he has committed this to his own church.
他把这一件事交托付给他自己的教会。
We do regret that in church history, we find that the church has failed again and again in that mission.
我们非常遗憾地说在整个教会的历史中，我们看见一再又一再的教会在这个使命上面失败。
But thank God, man may fail, but God never fails.
但是感谢神，人可以失败，但是神却从不失败。
So he is always doing the work of the recovery of his own testimony.
所以他总是在做恢复他自己见证的工作。
We are now at the very end of the end.
我们现在在末期的最末了的时刻。
And we believe that it is the will of God that recovery will be fully realized.
我们相信这是神的旨意，就是他的见证要完全的被恢复，要实现这件事。
And that's the reason why we are here, to learn the way to the recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
这就是我们为什么在这里的缘故，我们要一同来学习恢复耶稣基督见证的路。
We remember at the first coming of our Lord Jesus.
我们记得主耶稣第一次来到地上的时候。
There were a few brothers and sisters who were really waiting and preparing the way of the Lord's coming.
有少数的弟兄姊妹们，他们在等候并且为着主的降临预备道路。
Even though outwardly, it seems as if the whole Jewish nation was waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
虽然好像外面说来，整个以色列国他们是在等待弥赛亚的来临。
But actually, only a few who were really preparing the coming.Of the Messiah.
但是实际上只有很少数的人，他们真正在预备为着弥赛亚的来临。
And we believe that at his second coming, this will be the same thing.
我们相信主耶稣第二次来，这也是同样的光景。
God is looking for some who are ready and prepared.For his coming.
神在寻找一些人，他们是在预备，并且预备好了来迎接他的再来。
Now who are those people?
谁是那一般人呢？
They are the people who have the testimony of Jesus.
他们乃是一般有耶稣基督见证的人。
So we find in Revelation chapter 1 verse 9.
所以我们在启示录第一章第九节中看见
The Apostle John said, I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus.
使徒约翰他说，我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份的。
was in the island of Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Now the reason why the Apostle John was exiled to that island.
使徒约翰所以被放逐在那个岛上面的原因
，It was because for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
乃是因为为着神的道和耶稣的见证的缘故。
How came that he had the testimony of Jesus?
为什么他有耶稣的见证呢?
Because he was in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus.
因为他在耶稣基督里，他受了患难、国度还有忍耐，一同有份。
So we believe that these three things, tribulation, kingdom,And endurance are the ways to the testimony, recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们相信这三件事情，就是患难、国度和忍耐，是恢复耶稣见证的路。
When you look at tribulation,
当我们来看患难的时候
，it seems to be so negative.
似乎好像是很消极的。
And yet God can use that negative means to accomplish the positive purpose.
但是神却能用那好像消极的方式来成全积极的目的。
If we can see tribulation from the sight of God,
如果我们能从神的眼光来看患难的话，
then we will be really profited by it.
然后我们就真正要从它得着益处。
We find that tribulation will really recover us to the testimony of Jesus.
我们会看见患难真能使我们恢复到耶稣的见证。
We have fellowship on that on Thursday morning.
我们在星期四早上交通到这一点。
Now this morning we would like to go into the second point.
今天早晨我们要进入第二个点。
Kingdom is the way to the recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
国度乃是恢复耶稣基督见证的道路。
I do not know, brothers and sisters, how much we know about the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道我们对于国度我们认识有多少。
But if we search the word of God,
但是若是我们考察神的话语，
we find that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the heavens, is the theme of the word of God.
我们发现神的国和天国乃是神话语中的主题。
We remember in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13.
我们记得在哥罗西书第一章第十三节中说到。
Who, that is God, has delivered us from the authority of darkness?And translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
他救了我们，脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Formerly, we were in the kingdom of darkness.
从前我们乃是在黑暗的国度里。
We were under the authority of the enemy of God.
我们乃是在神仇敌的权势底下。
Even though we may might not be conscious of it,
可能我们并没有意识到它。
But that was the fact.
但是那却是事实。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He delivered us from the authority of darkness.
他救我们脱离了黑暗的权势。
And He has translated us into the kingdom.Of the Son of His love.
而且他把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Oftentimes, we think of being saved only that our sins may be forgiven.
许多时候我们认为得救就是我们的罪得着了赦免。
That one day we may go to heaven.
有一天我们就可以上天堂。
We do not know there is something far more.That God had done at that time.
我们却不知道，在我们得救的那一刻，神做了比那多了许多的事情。
Not only our sins have been forgiven.
不仅我们的罪得着了赦免。
Not only He has given us eternal life.
不仅他赐给我们永生。
But there is something greater has happened.
并且有一件更大的事情发生在我们身上。
He has delivered us from the authority of darkness.
他救我们脱离了黑暗的权势。
And has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
We may use the history of the children of Israel as an example.
我们可以用以色列百姓他们的历史来做一个例子。
We find that they were slaves in Egypt.
我们看见在埃及他们是为奴的。
They were put under hard labor.
他们被放在苦工的劳苦之下。
And they were not even allowed to live.
他们甚至不容许他们存活下去。
All the male children.Must be thrown into River Nile.
所有 生下来的男孩都要被丢在尼罗河里。
They had no hope.
他们没有盼望。
They were under iron rule of Pharaoh.
他们在法老的铁杖的管制底下。
They cried unto God.
他们向神呼求。
And God delivered them.
神就拯救他们。
We know that not only by the Passover lamb, they were delivered from death.
我们知道不仅因着那个羔羊被杀，所以他们从审判中蒙了拯救。
But also we find that God delivered them out of Egypt.
并且神把他们从埃及拯救出来了。
And translated them into His own kingdom.
把他们迁到他自己的国度里。
He brought them to Himself.
他把他们带到他自己的面前。
So what a deliverance that is.
所以那是何等样的一个拯救。
When it came to the New Testament,
当我们来到新约的时候，
we find that what was physically done to the children of Israel,
我们发现在以色列百姓们肉身上面所发生的事情，
it happened to us spiritually.
现在对我们而言发生在我们灵里面。
Even though so far as our physical bodies are concerned,
即便就着我们的肉身而言，
we are still in this world.
我们仍然活在世上。
And this world hasn't changed a bit.
这个世界也一点都没改变。
But it has become worse and worse.
但并且呢，我们看见世界越来越糟。
It was still under the authority of darkness.
它仍然在这黑暗的权势之下。
People are just groping in darkness.
人只有在黑暗中在那里叹息。
They did not know where they were going.
他们也不知道自己去哪里。
That it was eternal death.
那乃是永远的死亡。
There was no hope, no God.
没有盼望，也没有神。
That was our former situation.
这就是我们从前的光景。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He has delivered us out of the authority of darkness.
他把我们从黑暗的权势底下拯救出来。
We are no longer under the authority of Satan, the enemy of God.
我们再不在神的仇敌撒旦的权下。
We belong to another kingdom.
我们现在属于另一个国度。
Not the kingdom of this world.
不是这个世上的国度。
But the kingdom of the Son of God.
乃是神儿子的国度。
The kingdom of God.
乃是神的国度。
The kingdom of the heavens.
乃是天的国度。
That is where we are today.
这就是我们今天所在的地方。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
First of all, we need to understand.
首先我们需要明白，
When we are saved, there was a great transference.
当我们得救的时候，有一个极大的迁移。
We are no longer of the world.
我们不再属于世界。
As our Lord Jesus said in John chapter 17,
就好像主在约翰福音十七章里面说的，
They are not of the world.
他们不属这个世界。
As He is not of the world.
正好像你不属这个世界一样。
Even though we are still in the world,
即便我们仍然在这世界中，
But we do not belong to it.
但是我们却不属于它了。
We belong to the heavenly kingdom.
我们属于那天国。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们的公民权乃是在天上。
We are under another authority.
我们在另外一个权柄的地
方。 We are under the Son of God's love.
我们在神的爱子的权柄底下。
In other words,
换言之，
All who are saved are now in the kingdom of the heavens.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们现在都已经在天国里了。
That is our position.
这是我们的地位。
That is what God has done to us.
这是神向着我们所完成的工作。
You remember when our Lord Jesus began His public ministry.
我们记得当我们主开始他公开的执事的时候，
not only his forerunner John,
不仅他的先锋施洗约翰，
when John came out to preach,
当约翰出来传讲福音的时候，
he said repent,
他说你们应当悔改，
For the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
因为天国近了。
When our Lord Jesus began his public ministry,
当我们的主耶稣他开始他公开的执事的时候
he proclaimed the same message.
他也宣讲同样的信息。
He said, repent.
他说你们应当悔改。
For the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
因为天国已经近了。
Now we know the children of Israel were supposed to be God's people.
我们知道以色列百姓应该是神的百姓。
And they were pretty religious.
他们是非常虔诚的。
They had at that time the temple.
在那个时候他们有摩西的五经。
They have the temple.
哦，他们有圣殿。
They had the five books of Moses.
他们有摩西的五经。
And they even had the prophets.
他们也有先知们的讲论
and they have the priest.
他们有祭司
and they have all these ceremonies.
他们有一切的礼仪
outwardly they appear to be pretty religious.
外表上看起来他们相当的虔诚
and yet the message of God to them was repent.
然而神对他们的信息乃是要他们悔改
for 400 years God was silent.
因为神沉默了将近四百多年。
And now God suddenly began to speak.
现在忽然之间神开始说话。
And God's word to his people was repent.
神向他自己的百姓所说的话乃是你们应当悔改。
Do not think that you are on the right direction.
你们应该做那些在对的方向上面该做的事。
Do not think.
我不要认为你们在那对的方向上。
Everything was wrong.
每一件事都错了。
You need to turn around.
你们必须回转。
For what reason?
为什么缘故呢?
Because the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
因为天国已经近了。
And then, when our Lord Jesus began to preach,
当我们主耶稣开始传讲的时候,
He did the same thing.
他做了同样的事。
He said, repent.
他说你们该悔改。
For the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
因为天国已经近了。
Our Lord Jesus is the king of the kingdom of heavens.
我们的主耶稣他乃是天国的君王。
He came from heaven.
他从天上降下来。
He came to establish his kingdom upon this earth.
他要在地上建立他自己的国度。
But at that time,He had no people.
但是在那个时刻他还没有自己的百姓。
Now if you have a king without a people,
如果你有一个王他却没有百姓
you do not have a kingdom.
你就没有国度。
So at that time, even our Lord Jesus, who has already come, he said, repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
所以就在那个时刻即便我们的主耶稣他来了他也要宣讲说你们应当悔改因为天国已经近了。
The king has come.
这个君王已经来了。
He was born as king.
他生下来就是为着做王。
But he has no people.
但是他却没有百姓。
He has no kingdom.
他所以没有国度。
So he said repent.
所以他说你们当悔改。
The kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh to you.
那么天国已经临近你们了。
If you repent,
若是你们悔改
If you turn all around
若是你们肯回转
If you believe in him
并且你相信他
If you put yourself under his kingship
若是你把自己摆在他的王权之下
Then he will have his kingdom
那么他就有了他的国度了
Then the kingdom of heavens has come into this world
那么天国就来到降临在这个地上
So we find when our Lord Jesus began his ministry
所以我们看见当我们主开始他公开的执事的时候
That was his message
那就是他的信息
And thank God
感谢神
There were people who really repented
有一般人他们真正的悔改了
Who really turned around
他们真正回转了
And they believe in him
他们就相信了他
They not only believe in him
他们不仅相信了他
But they followed him
并且他们跟从了他
So you remember
所以我们记得
When our Lord Jesus was preaching
当主耶稣在那里传讲的时候
He began to call for disciples
他就开始呼召门徒们
Those who believe in him,
那些相信了他的人,
they must commit themselves to him.
他们就将自己交托给他,
put themselves under his kingship.
把他们自己放在他的王权之下,
so that he may make them sons of the kingdom.
好使他们成为国度之子,
not only positionally,
不仅是在地位上面,
but conditionally.
并且在他们的条件上。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
It is very, very important to see,
这是非常非常的重要让我们看见，
that there should be no division between believing and committing.
在我们相信和我们把自己交托给主之间应该是没有任何的间隔的。
Now today the gospel is preached in such a way.
若是今天福音是这样传的，
that it becomes so-called cheap gospel.
如果福音不是这样传的，那个福音就变成廉价的福音。
People say now if you believe in him, you are saved.
有人说呢，只要你相信他，你就得救了。
And you can go to heaven.
你就上天堂了。
That's it.
那就完了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
but we forget that the gospel is a full gospel.
我们忘记了福音是一个全备的福音。
That salvation is a great salvation.
这一个救恩是一个浩大的救恩。
God save us, not according to our need.
神拯救我们不仅仅是照着我们的需要而已。
God save us according to his virtue and to his glory.
神是照着他的美德和荣耀来拯救我们的。
He does not just want to save us out of hell into heaven.
他并不只是要 仅仅救我们从地狱里面出来上天堂而已。
That may satisfy us.
那个可能叫我们得着满足。
But it will not satisfy God.
但却不能叫神的心得着满足。
This is out of his character.
这不是他的本性。
He wants to save us until he is satisfied.
他要拯救我们直到他自己心满意足。
He wants to save us to the uttermost.
他要拯救我们到底。
That we may become sons of the kingdom.
好使我们能够成为国度之子。
Therefore, these two things,
为着这个缘故，这两件事情，
Believing in the Lord Jesus and submitting to the Lord Jesus. These two things ought to be one.
相信主耶稣基督和降服在主耶稣基督之下应该是一件事情。
If you become a believer,
若是你要成为一个信徒,
you must be a disciple.
你必须要成为一个门徒。
There should be no division between believer and disciple.
在信徒和门徒之间应该没有分别的。
So you find after the Lord began to preach, he called for disciples.
所以我们看见当主开始传讲的时候，他就呼召门徒。
Now who are the disciples?
那么哪一些人是门徒呢？
You will find when our Lord called for disciples,
我们看见当我们主呼召门徒的时候，
He was walking on the seashore of Galilee.
他在加利利的海边行走。
And he saw two brothers there.
他看见有一对的兄弟在那里，
Simon, Peter and Andrew.
西门彼得和安德烈。
And he called them.
他就呼召他们，
Come and follow me.
来跟从我。
I will make you fishers of men.
我要使你们得人如得鱼一样。
And immediately they left their boat.
他们立刻就舍下他们的船。
And they followed the Lord Jesus.
他们就跟随了耶稣。
And he went a little further.
他们主再往前走一点。
And he saw the two sons of Zebedee.
他看见了西比泰的两个儿子。
And he said, come and follow me.
他就说来跟从我。
And they said goodbye to their father and the boat.
他们就别了父亲，舍下了船。
And followed the Lord Jesus.
他们就跟随了主耶稣。
So you find the call for disciple.
所以我们看见在这里呼召门徒们。
Closely followed and should be together with the call to believe.
这个呼召门徒应该是立刻的，并且同时的，当我们呼召人来相信。
Now, what is the difference between these two things?
那么这两件事情有什么不同呢？
To believe in the Lord Jesus.
相信主耶稣。
Is to receive grace from the Lord.
乃是从主那里领受恩典。
But it is still me.
但是仍然是我。
You for me.
你是为着我。
But to be a disciple.
但是成为一个门徒。
Is to surrender your life to him.
乃是把自己的生命向他完全的投降。
And he becomes the reason of your life.
他成为我生命里面的原因。
These two things should be together.
这两件事应该是一起的。
How can we believe in him?
我们怎么可能相信他
？Receive all His mercy and grace.
我们接受他一切的怜悯和恩典。
And these are all for ourselves.
而这一切都是为着我们自己。
We ought to surrender our whole life to the One who loves us.
我们应该把我们自己全人的生命向着那位爱我们的主降服。
Because He who has loved us and washed our sins.In His own blood.
因为他爱我们，他将我们一切的罪借着他的血洗净了。
He has made us a kingdom.
他要使我们作为一个国度。
That's Revelation chapter 1 verse 6.
这是启示录第一章第六节所说的。
So all who believe in the Lord Jesus.
所有相信耶稣基督的人。
At the same time are all called to His disciples.
在同时我们蒙召来作为他的门徒。
Now the disciples, as we find in the word of God,
作为门徒我们在神的话语里面来看
is very different from the modern concept of student.
和今天所谓的做学生是非常不一样的。
Now today, if you become a student,
今天若是你成为一个学生
you pay some money.
你付一点学费
and then you enter into the school.
你就进了学校
You sit in the room and listen to your professors.
你坐在教室里面听教授讲课
and you try to absorb all that he has known.
我们盼望能够吸收教授所知道的一切知识
You are there just forget the learning.
你在那里只是为着学习而已
You are still independent.
你仍然是独立的。
You still live your own life.
你仍然过自己的生活。
You are free.
你是一个自由的人。
But the disciple is different.
但是门徒却不一样。
The disciples is like an apprentice in the old days.
门徒就好像古时候的学徒一样。
I think most of you young people do not know what an apprentice is.
我想很多年轻人根本不知道学徒是怎么一回事。
Apprentice in the old day,
在古时候呢，学徒们
is the way of life.
他们乃是一种的生活方式。
When a boy grows up,
当一个男孩长大了
then he will be apprenticed out to a master.
他就在一个主人，在一个老师底下做学徒。
There will be a contract.
他们有一个合约
and after the contract was signed,
当这个合约签了字以后
suppose you want to be a carpenter,
例如说你要做一个木匠
now how do you learn carpentry?
你怎么学木工呢
in the old days,
在古时候
it is by being an apprentice,
就是去做一学徒
you choose a master carpenter,
你选一个这个木匠的师傅
And then, after the contract was signed,
那么签一个合约
you will leave your home,
你就离开自己的家
to live with your master,
住在师父的家里
you became a part of his family,
你就变成他家中的一员
and usually during the first year,
通常在第一年的时候
he will not even allow you to touch the instruments, the tools.
他根本不会许可你去摸他的工具。
Now, what were you doing during the first year?
那么在第一年做什么呢
？You will help to clean the house.
你就打扫清洁。
You were helped to hold the babies.
你在家里面抱孩子。
You were helped to serve at the table.
并且在家里摆桌吃饭。
Just like a servant.
就好像一个仆人一样。
Now you may say, why did I come here?
那么你可能说，为什么我到这里来
？I can't even learn a skill.
我还没有学到一点的技术。
But no.
不。
That's the way of apprenticeship.
那就是做学徒的方式。
There is a real meaning within it.
在这个中间有真正的意义的。
Because apprenticeship is more than learning a skill.
因为做学徒比学一个技术要更多。
Is to learn a life.
来自学过一个生活。
Maybe after a year.
可能过了一年之后。
Then the master will allow you to touch the tool.
那么你的师父就许可你去摸他的工具。
And will show you some of the secret.
并且开始教你一些的秘诀。
After you finish your apprenticeship,
当你学徒学成了之后
you have not only learned the skill of your master,
你不仅学到了师父的技术
you learn the life of the master.
你学这个师父他的生活和做人
You will walk like him.
你就行走像他一样
You will talk like him.
你说话也像他一样
Everything will be like him.
每一件事都像他
Now that is the wonder of apprenticeship.
那就是做学徒的奇妙
And this is discipleship.
这个就是做门徒
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们这些相信主耶稣的人
we are all called to be his disciples.
我们都蒙召来做他的门徒
Why?
为什么呢
Because discipleship is to make us sons of the kingdom.
因为做门徒使我们能够成为国度之子
Maybe you have heard of this story.
可能你曾经听过这个故事。
Our dear brother Watchman Nee, when he was young,
我们亲爱的尼托森弟兄，当他年轻的时候
he was very gifted.
他是非常有恩赐的。
And as a young man, he had his own future.
作为一个年轻人，他有他自己的抱负。
He has his own plan.
他有他自己的计划。
Even though he was born to a Christian family,
虽然他生在一个基督徒的家庭中
，as a matter of fact, he was the third generation Christian.
事实上，他是第三代的基督徒。
And yet, it was just nominal.
但是实际上，他不过是挂名的。
He was in a Christian college.
他也在一个基督教的教会学校。
And yet, he did not believe in the Lord Jesus.
但是他却并不相信耶稣基督。
But one day,
但是有一天
he was greatly touched by his mother.
他因着他的母亲深深地受感动。
His mother was a very strong woman.
他的母亲是一个非常强的女性。
I know it because she treated me like that.
我知道是因为她就是这样对我的。
And Brother Nee,hated his mother.
尼弟兄呢，非常的恨恶他的母亲。
Because his mother treated him unjustly.
因为他的母亲对他不公平。
But when his mother got saved,
但是当他母亲得救了之后
his mother wanted to have a family devotion.
他的母亲希望有一个家庭的崇拜一个聚会
So he called the family together.
所以他就把全家召聚在一起。
He went to the piano.
他就到琴旁。
He wanted to pray. She wanted to pray a hymn.
他盼望能够弹诗歌。
The Spirit of God touched him.
神的灵摸着了他。
The Lord said,
主说
Go and confess.To your son.
去向你的儿子认罪。
She couldn't do it.
她没有办法做到。
In China, this was not the custom.
在中国呢，这不是中国人的习惯。
The parents are always right.
父母亲总是对的。
But the Spirit of God will not let her go.
但是神的灵却不放过她。
So she got up.
所以她就站起来。
Went to her son.
到她儿子面前。
Put her arms around him.
她双手的环抱他。
And ask him to forgive her.
求他赦免。
That touched the heart of our brother very deeply.
那个感动了我们弟兄的心。非常的深。
So when he was invited to hear Dr. Dora Yu,
所以当他被邀请去听于慈度姊妹的信息，
He said, "Anyone who could convert my father is worth a hearing."
他是说的，任何人能够改变我的母亲的那个人的话都值得听的。
So he went.
所以他就去了。
And on the first night, he was convicted.
第一个晚上。他就得蒙了光照。
He knew that he was a sinner.
他认识了自己是个罪人。
And the Lord Jesus is the only Savior in the world.
而主耶稣是世上唯一的救主。
But he couldn't believe.
但是他却没有办法相信。
He struggled for days.
他有好几天的挣扎。
Now why?
为什么？
Because he understood.
因为他知道。
If he believed in the Lord Jesus,
若是他相信主耶稣的话，
he had to surrender his life to Jesus as his Lord.
他必须要把他自己的生命向主耶稣基督降服下来，认他为主。
This he couldn't do.
这个是他做不到的。
Because he had his own plan.
因为他有自己的计划。
He has his own ambition.
他有自己的抱负。
He struggled over these for days.
他为了这件事有好几天的挣扎。
One evening,
有一个晚上，
he was in his room.
他在他自己的房间。
And he began to pray.
他开始祷告。
And he told us,
他告诉我们说，
he saw the blackness of his sins.
他看见他罪的黑暗。
And he saw the redness of the blood of the Lord Jesus.
他看见主耶稣基督血的鲜红。
He was so constrained by the love of Christ.
他是如此被基督的爱所激励，
that he fully surrendered himself.
他就把他自己完全的向主投降。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
unfortunately today,
很可惜的今天，
the gospel was so preached.
当福音这样传的时候，
that it became a cheap gospel.
它变成了一个廉价的福音。
It seems as if you got everything.
好像你可以得着一切。
Even Christ surrounds you.
甚至呢，基督也环绕你。
You are the center of the universe.
我们变成了这个宇宙的中心。
You misunderstand the nature of the gospel.
我们完全误会了福音的本性。
The gospel is not only the gospel of grace.
福音不仅仅是恩惠的福音。
The gospel is the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
福音也是天国的福音。
Not two gospels.
不是有两个福音。
But one gospel.
乃是一个福音。
Grace leads us to the kingdom.
恩典引我们到国度。
And the kingdom shows us what grace is.Really is.
国度向我们显明恩典真实的意义。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do you realize that God has delivered you out of the power of darkness?
你是否意识到神已经把我们从黑暗的权势底下拯救出来？
And he translated you into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
并且把我们迁到他爱子的国度里。
Do you understand that he saves you?
你我是否明白他救我们？
And put you into his own kingdom.
把我们摆在他自己的国度里。
You are no longer yourself.
我们不再属于自己。
You belong to him.
我们属于他。
Consecration is a must to all believers.
对每一个信徒而言，奉献自己是一个必要的事。
If you have not present your bodies a living sacrifice,
若是我们还没有把自己的身体献上当作活祭，
you have not begun living a Christian life.
我们实际上还没有开始过一个基督徒的生活。
Spiritual life begins at consecration.
属灵的生活开始于奉献。
And consecration is not give yourself to the Lord to do something for Him.
奉献的意义并不是将你自己交给主来为主做一些事情而已。
Consecration is put yourself under the authority of your King.
奉献乃是将自己放在我们主做君王的权柄之下。
And let Him have all the rights over your life.
让他在我们的生命生活中有一切的权利。
Don't be afraid of that.
我们不要为这件事害怕。
Is it better to put yourself in His hand than hold it in your own hand?
我们把它交在，把我们自己交在他的手中，比把我们自己握在自己手中要更好。
What can you do with yourself?
我们对自己能做什么呢？
But if you put yourself in His hand,
但是若是我们把自己放在他的手中，
He will transform you.
他要改变我们。
He will put His character into you.
他要将他的性格组织在我们身上。
And make you fit for His kingdom.
使我们配进他的国度。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
when our Lord was on earth,
当我们的主在地上的时候，
He not only called people to repent,
他不仅呼召人要悔改，
but He also called for disciples.
并且他呼召人做门徒。
After He called for disciples,
当他呼召了门徒之后，
then He began to reveal what is the nature of them.
他就开始启示他国度的本性是什么。
His kingdom is not the kingdom of the world.
他的国度不是地上的国度。
You remember how he testified before Pilate.
我们记得他在比拉多面前如何做见证。
He said, My kingdom is not of the world.
他说我的国度不属于这个世界。
It is a heavenly kingdom.
这乃是天的国度。
It is a spiritual kingdom.
乃是一个属灵的国度。
And the nature of the kingdom
这个国度的本性
takes its nature from the king himself.
乃是从这君王的本性里面出来。
His kingdom is not eating and drinking.
他的国度不在乎吃和喝。
It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
乃是公义、平安和在圣灵中的喜乐。
His kingdom is what he is.
他的国度就是他自己所赐的。
He wants to seeThat we will be like him.
他要看见我们每一个人都将要像他一样。
He want to characterize us with his own character.
他要将他自己的性格变成我们的性格。
And that is his kingdom.
那就是他的国度。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
So you find some of his disciples.
所以我们看见有一些他的门徒们，
They say this word is too hard.
他们就觉得这些话太难了。
And they left him.
所以他们就离开了他。
And you remember our Lord Jesus said to the 12.
我们记得我们的主对这十二位门徒说，
Do you want to leave too?
你们也要离开我吗？
You can do that.
你们可以去。
If you want to.
若是你们要的话。
And thank God for Simon Peter.
但是感谢神，西门彼得说。
He said, Lord, you have the word of life.
他说，主啊，你有永生之道。
We have followed you.
我们已经跟从了你。
Where can we go?
我们还有什么地方可去呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do you have this attitude?
你有没有这样的态度呢？
Are you thinking that his word is too hard?
或者你觉得他的话太难了？
And you leave and not walk with him.
我们就离开了，不再与他同行。
Or are you thinking that you want to follow him?
或者你感觉你认为自己要跟从他。
Wherever he goes, you will go.
无论他往哪里去，我们都跟从。
You acknowledge him as your king, your sovereign.
我们承认他是我们的王，是我们的权柄。
So when you come to Matthew chapter 11,
所以我们来到马太第十一章。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
The kingdom of the heavens is to be taken by violence.
天国是努力的人进入的。
And the violent seize upon it.
唯有努力的人能够得着它。
You know, the word violent to our sense seems to be too violent.
在这里，这个努力是一个暴力的意思，对我们来讲好像太强暴了。
So we try to make it more gentle.
所以我们要把它变得更
But in original, it is violent.
但是实际上它就是暴力。
But the violent is not towards other people.
但是这个暴力不是对着别人的。
The violent is towards your own self.
这一个暴力呢是对着自己的。
If you want to follow the Lord,
若是你要跟从主，
and not violent to yourself,
若是对自己不强暴的话，
you will not be able to follow on.
你就没有办法持续地跟随他。
You will be like the other disciples said, the word is too hard.
你很可能像其他的门徒们一样说，主啊，你的话太难了。
And you will cease to follow him.
你就不再跟从他了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
We need to be violent to ourselves.
我们需要对自己强暴。
And by the word violent, it doesn't mean that you try to ill-treat yourself.
这个对自己强暴并不是要虐待自己。
You know, in the Middle Age, people really did violence to themselves.
我们知道在中古世纪的时候，有许多人真是对自己很强暴。
They try to be holy.
他们盼望能够圣洁。
And they thought this body was evil.
他们认为这个身体是邪恶的。
So you have to ill-treat your body.
所以你必须要虐待自己的身体。
So they beat themselves until blood comes out.
所以他们鞭打自己直到流血。
They slept on the bed with irons on it.
他们是睡在有铁钉的床上。
And they tried to all kinds of violence.
他们用各种的暴力，
thinking that by that they can deliver themselves.
认为这样做他们就能拯救自己。
Even the reformer Martin Luther did the same thing.
甚至呢，改教的马丁路德也做了同样的事。
He was a professor.
他是一个教授。
And yet he left the professorship.
他就放下了教授的职位。
And went to an Augustinian monastery.
他就进入了修道院。
And he fasted, he ill-treated himself.
他禁食虐待己身。
Until he was almost dying.
直到他快要死了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
that's not the thing.
那不是真正的暴力。
The violence is to do to your soul life.
这个暴力乃是用在自己的魂生命上面。
Because our soul life is a fallen life.
因为我们的魂生命乃是堕落的生命。
Our soul life, our flesh,is an ally of the enemy of God.
我们的魂生命，我们的肉体，乃是神仇敌的盟友。
It does not submit to God, and it does not know God.
它不会向神降服，它也不认识神。
It is the enemy within us.
那乃是在我们里面的仇敌。
And it's always resisting the Holy Spirit.
它总是抗拒圣灵的。
The Holy Spirit strives with the flesh, and the flesh strive with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵与肉体相争，肉体也与圣灵相争。
And that's the reason why the Lord said, unless you deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple.
这就是为什么主这样说，除非你们肯舍己，背起自己十字架来跟从我，你们才能够跟从我。
If you want to save your soul life,You lose it.
若是你要救你自己的魂生命，你就必要丧失它。
If you lose it for my sake and for the gospel's sake, you save it to eternity.
若是你为我和福音的缘故丧失了自己的魂生命，我们却要得着永生。
That is the word of God.
那乃是神的话语。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
as we become the disciple of our Lord Jesus.
当我们成为我们主耶稣的门徒，
As we are disciples to the kingdom,
我们成为国度的门徒，
We will find that we have to do violence to ourselves.
我们就要发现了，我们必须要对自己用暴力。
We have to deny ourselves.
我们必须要否认自己。
Peter denied the wrong person.
彼得呢，否认了错的人。
He should deny himself.
他应该否认他自己的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how often we deny the wrong person.
我们经常的，我们否认了错的人。
We deny the Lord Jesus when we gratify our flesh.
当我们体贴自己肉体的时候，我们就否认了主。
And if we do violence to ourselves,
若是我们对我们自己是强暴的，
we will seize on the kingdom.
我们就必抓住国度。
In other words,
换一句话说，
not only positionally, we are in the kingdom of God.
不仅在地位上面，我们都在神的国度里。
But conditionally, we are really sons of the kingdom.
并且就着我们的光景而言，我们真成为国度之子了。
So the kingdom is the way to the recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
所以国度乃是恢复耶稣基督见证的道路。
In the early church,
在早期的教会，
you find that all who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们看见那些相信耶稣基督的人，
they were all disciples of our Lord Jesus.
他们都是我们主耶稣的门徒。
And it is the disciples who are first called Christians.
乃是那些门徒们首先被人认出来，叫他们做基督徒。
Now if you are just a believer,
若你不过是个信徒，
and not a disciple,
而没有做门徒，
the world will not see that you are really a Christian.
世人看不出我们真是一个基督徒。
You do not have the testimony of Jesus.
因为我们身上没有耶稣的见证。
But thank God in the early church,
但是感谢神在早期的教会，
you find they are all disciples.
我们看见他们都是门徒。
And as disciples, they are all Christians.
因着他们都是门徒，他们都成为基督徒。
They have a testimony of Jesus.
因为他们身上有耶稣的见证。
But as we find gradually,
但是我们逐渐地看见，
the church began to lose its first love.
教会开始失去了他们起初的爱心。
And we have already mentioned how the Lord used persecution, tribulation, try to restore them to the testimony of Jesus.
我们已经说到主就怎样使用逼迫和患难来恢复他们起初的爱心。
But can we come to the beginning of the fourth century?
但是来到第四世纪开始的时候，
Constantine,The great, he adopted Christianity.
康斯坦丁大帝呢，他接受了基督教做国教。
Christianity suddenly became a popular thing in the world.
在世人中间呢，基督教变成受欢迎的事情。
You know, the enemy tried to use persecution to kill the church.
我们知道仇敌借着逼迫要来杀害教会。
But on the contrary, God used tribulation to restore the testimony of Jesus.
然而反过来，神用那个逼迫来恢复教会中耶稣的见证。
Now the enemy changed his tactic.
现在仇敌就改变了策略。
He tried to favor Christianity.
他试着要贿赂基督徒。
The emperorendorse Christianity.
我们看见皇帝呢，他公开的赞成基督教。
And suddenly Christianity became popular.
忽然之间基督教变成受欢迎的。
But declension came in.
但是败坏衰败就进来了。
At that time,
就在那个时候，
they mistook the kingdom of God as the kingdom of the world.
他们 就把神的国和世界的国混合在一起。
You remember because Constantine endorsed Christianity.
我们记得康斯坦丁大帝他赞成基督教。
He encouraged his soldiers to be baptized.
他鼓励他的军人们、士兵们受浸。
If you were baptized, you will be rewarded with clothes and silver.
如果你肯受浸的话，你就要得着衣服和银子。
And of course, the soldier wanted to be baptized.
当然，所有的士兵都愿意受浸。
They could get something and get the favor of the emperor.
他们呢，能够得着一些物质上的东西，也受皇帝的宠爱。
Most people in Christianity were unsaved.
所以在那个时代呢，许多在基督教里面的人都没有得救。
Now how could they serve God?
他们怎么能侍奉神呢？
So you have to prepare a special group of people to do the ministry.
所以你必须要预备一些特殊的人，他们来侍奉。
And gradually, Christianity became a world empire.
逐渐的，基督教就变成一个属世的国度了。
They thought that we are building the kingdom of God.
他们认为他们是在建造神的国度。
Not knowing that they had fallen into the trick of the enemy.
而并不觉察到他们已经落进了仇敌的诡计中。
Even justification by faith was lost.
甚至连因信称义的路都失落了。
People tried to accumulate merits.
人他们要传的，你要靠功德
，in order to go to heaven，
好叫你能够上天堂。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Christianity entered into dark age，
基督教就进入了黑暗时期。
The kingdom of the heavens was completely lost，
天国就完全的失落。
It became a worldly kingdom，
这变成一个属世的国度。
Thank God。
感谢神。
In the 16th century,
在十六世纪的时候
，we find that Martin Luther and other reformers,
我们看见马丁路德和其他的改革者
，they began to preach justification by faith.
他们开始传讲因信称义的道。
They emphasize an open Bible.
他们强调要有一本公开的圣经。
Let's return.To the Word of God.
让我们回到神的话语中。
So officially, recovery of the testimony of Jesus began.
所以耶稣基督的见证才正式的开始恢复。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的
they restored the gospel of grace.
他们恢复了那个恩惠的福音。
But they forgot the gospel of the kingdom.
但是他们却忘记了国度的福音。
So, the kingdom truth was unknown among the Protestants.
所以在改教的弟兄姊妹们中间，国度的真理是从来不知道的。
You just believe in the Lord Jesus and you are saved.
我们只要相信耶稣基督，我们就得救了。
And because of this, you find there were divisions in theology.
因为这个缘故呢，在神学中就有了分歧。
Some people say once saved, forever saved.
有些人说一次得救，永远得救。
Other people said if you are saved, you can lose your salvation.
但是也有一些人说，你即便得救了，你可能会失去你的救恩。
If you do not behave, you will lose your salvation.
如果你的行为不好，你会失落你的救恩。
Christianity was divided into two camps.
所以在基督徒中间呢，就分着两个阵营。
And the controversy continue even today.
这一个争执一直持续到甚至今日。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？It is because the gospel of the kingdom of heaven was lost.
它的原因乃是国度的福音失落。
And when the gospel of the kingdom of heaven was lost,
当国度的天国的福音失落的时候
，salvation became a cheap grace.
救恩变成一个廉价的恩典。
And you do not have the spiritual strength to press on.
我们就没有那个属灵的力量来往前奔跑。
Why should you do it?
为什么你要这样做呢？
Because you are saved after all.
因为你已经得救了。
You can go to heaven.
你可以上天堂了。
Now, if you are loyal to the Lord,
如果你向主忠诚的话，
if you deny yourself and follow the Lord,
如果你否认自己而跟从主，
you will fare the same thing as those who eat and drink after they save the Lord.
你最后得着的跟那些吃喝享乐最后信了主的人一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the truth of the kingdom of heaven had lost.
天国的真理已经失落了。
It wasn't until the 19th century,
直到十九世纪，
that God began to raise up some of his servants,
神在他的仆人们中间兴起了一些人，
to preach again the kingdom of the heaven.
他们再一次的传讲天国的福音。
People such as Pemper,
像彭博弟兄，
像 Gavet,
像果贝弟兄，
像 Pender,
潘坦弟兄
，and so others,
还有其他的人。
They began to show us,
他们开始向我们说出
，that you who have received the grace of God,
你们这些接受了神恩典的人
，do not think.That because you have received the grace of God,
不要认为你已经得着了神的恩典。
Therefore, that's all.
那就是一切。
There is something more.
还有更多的。
How God wants us to be sons of His kingdom.
神何等盼望我们成为他的国度之子。
And if we today take up the character of the King,
如果我们今天能够得着我们君王的性格。
Then one day we shall reign with him.
那么有一天我们就要与他一同掌权。
How can you reign with him if you do not have his character?
如果我们没有他的性格，我们怎么可能与他一同掌权呢？
So a kingdom life today will give us that kingdom reign in the days to come.
所以今天在地上过国度的生活，会使我们。在将来要来的国度里面与他一同掌权。
It is true that you believe in the Lord Jesus, you have eternal life.
是的，若是我们相信主耶稣，我们会得永生。
That is true.
那是真的。
It is the gift of God.
这是神的礼物。
And the gift of God knows no repentance.
神的选召，神的恩赐是没有后悔的。
But before eternity comes,
但是在永世要来之前，
There will be a thousand years, a millennium years.
有一千年，就是千年的时间。
This is what the scripture calls the coming age.
这就是圣经里面讲的来世。
We are in this age.
我们在今世。
This age is the age of grace.
这一个今世乃是恩典的时代。
But there will be when this age came to a close.
但是当今世来到结束的时候
The coming age The age to come will come
这个要来的来世就要临到
And that is the millennium that the scripture talk about
那就是圣经里面讲到的千禧年
And during that millennium a thousand years
在那千禧年的一千年中
The kingdom of heaven will be publicly appeared upon this earth
天的国度要在地上公开的显明出来。
Today, it is hidden.
今天它乃是隐藏的。
The reality is there.
那个实际已经在那里。
But it is hidden.
但是它是隐藏的。
But one day, it will appear.
但是有一天它要显明出来。
So you find in Revelation chapter 11.
所以我们看见在启示录十一章里。
One day, the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ.
有一天地上的国度要成为我主我神和基督的国度。
And those who are faithful to Him will reign with Him for a thousand years.
那些向着主忠心的人要与主一同掌权一千年。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
because The kingdom truth was lost. It's lost to the church.
因为 天国的真理对教会而言已经失落。
So we find Christian today become so loose.
所以我们看见今天的基督教基督徒们是何等的松散。
There is not that force within him to press on towards the goal.
在我们的里面没有那个力量来帮助我们竭力的往前奔跑。
Why should we do that?
为什么我们要这样做？
Why not have the good of two worlds?
为什么我们不能得两个世界的好处呢？
Today we enjoy the world.
今天我们享受今世。
Tomorrow we are in heaven.
明天呢，我们就在天堂了。
Why be so foolish?
我们为什么要那么愚昧呢？
Why do you pay a cost?
为什么你要付代价？
Why do you carry the cross?
为什么你要背十字架呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It is for the testimony of Jesus.
乃是为着耶稣的见证。
Unless we live in the kingdom of the heavens today,
除非我们今天就活在天国的实际里，
we shall have no part in the kingdom when it becomes public upon this earth.
我们就不可能在天国在地上公开显明的时候有份。
Even though eternally we are saved.
虽然就永世而言我们是得救了。
If today we are not willing to receive the discipline of the Lord.
如果今天我们不愿意接受主的管教，
Discipline enables us to grow up.
管教使我们成长。
Discipline makes us sons of the kingdom.
管教使我们成为国度之子。
And one day, when Christ shall come,
有一天当基督回来的时候，
He shall reign over the earth.
他要在全地掌权。
And those who follow him will reign with him.
那些跟从他的人要与他一同掌权。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is very clear in the word of God.
这在神的话语中是非常清楚的。
Unfortunately, you find the kingdom of the heavens is still mostly unknown to God's people.
很可惜的，我们发现了在大部分神儿女们中间而言，天国的福音是我们所不知道的。
But then we find in Matthew chapter 24.
然后我们看见马太福音二十四章
verse 14.
第十四节。
And these glad tidings of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole habitable earth for a witness to all the nations, and then shall come the end.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
We are towards the end of this age.
我们已经来到这个世代的末期了。
Our Lord is coming soon.
我们的主就快要再来了。
But there is one thing needed.
但是有一件事是必须的。
The kingdom of the heavens must be preached to all the nations.
天国的福音要传遍天下。
For a witness to the nations.
对万国万民做见证。
That is to be a witness of Jesus. Testimony of Jesus.
那乃是耶稣的见证。
And when that happens,
当那个出现的时候，
the end will come.
末期就来到了。
So brothers and sisters, we do believe.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们实在相信，
that this is the time we shall wake up.
这是我们应该醒起来的时刻。
We should see that the kingdom of the heavens is part of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们应该看见天国的福音应该是我们主耶稣基督福音的一部分。
That will prepare us for the coming of the Lord.
他要预备我们为着主的回来。
How we sing gloriously at the beginning of the meeting.
我们怎样在一开头聚会的时候 看见他的荣耀。
Because Christ is coming.
因为基督要来了。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
He will not come automatically.
他不是自然而然的来。
God's timetable is according to his purpose.
神的时刻表是照着他的目的的。
We may think, why is it the Lord has not yet come?
我们会讲为什么主还没有回来呢？
During the first century, people were waiting for the coming of the Lord.
在第一世纪，人们就等候主的回来。
Were they mistaken?
他们是不是错了呢？
No.
不是的。
During the great persecution in centuries 2 and 3,
在历史历代所有的逼迫患难中，
people greeted themselves with the word, "The Lord is coming."
人们彼此问安的时候，他们说主要回来。
But the Lord didn't return.
但是主却没有回来。
20 centuries have passed.
已经过了20个世纪了。
We are in the 21st century.
我们已经在21世纪中。
And the Lord still hasn't come.
主还没有回来。
We only know it's very imminent.
我们知道非常的迫近了。
那 why?
但是为什么？
Not because he does not want to come.
并不是因为他不想回来。
But because his bride is not ready.
因为他的心腹还没有预备好。
How can his bride be ready?
他的心腹怎么能预备好呢？
The gospel of the kingdom of heaven.Is the preparation.
乃是天国的福音要为我们做预备。
And when that gospel of the kingdom of heaven is preached to all the habitable world,
就是当天国的福音传遍天下的时候，
as a witness to the nations,
对万民做见证的时候，
then the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
So we, in a sense,are all responsible.
所以就一面意义来讲，我们每一个人都有责任。
We cannot just wait here passively.
我们不能消极地坐在这里等待。
We have to wait here actively.
我们需要积极地在这里等候。
As the Bible said,
就好像圣经告诉我们，
We should hasten his return.
我们应该催促他的回来。
And those who hasten his return,
那些催促他回来的人，
are those who have the kingdom of life in them.
乃是在他们中间有国度的生命和生活。
So may the Lord help us.
所以愿主帮助我们。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
Thy word has made it clear.
你的话语是何等的清楚。
Thou art calling us to follow thee.
你呼召我们来跟从你。
That we may have the life of the kingdom of the heavens.
好使我们有天国的生活。
That we may be those who have the testimony of Jesus.
好使我们能够成为那一般有耶稣见证的人。
That this will hasten thy return.
好使这个能够催促你的回来。
Make those who are among the wreck.
主啊，使我们能够在那些人的行列中。
We look to thy mercy.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.